Yo, it's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill. You tuned in with the homie Mez. Got some good friends in the building. We're gonna start with Sway. What's good? DJ
what's
Sway.
You know what's poppin', Brody? Man, what's good, Mez?
What's going on?
Time no see.
And to his right, I got DJ Alexander.
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Cooler, man. Y'all finally made it on the show.
Finally. Yes, sir.
We've been trying to get this together for a minute.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Y'all DJing, right? How long y'all been DJing?
I've been DJing about 5 years now.
Alexander, 5 years?
Yeah, about 5 years. I was doing like, I was working a regular job. Then yeah. I just picked it up.
Yeah.
Learned it off YouTube.
That's how you learned it?
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah. You could do everything off of YouTube, bro.
Right, yeah.
You need to learn how to tie a tie, anything. You
anything.
I YouTube anything.
That's a fact. And I practice an hour a day.
Yeah?
Yeah. The 1 to 2 hours a day.
That's perfect. Mm. What about you, Sway?
2019, so yeah, about 5 or 6.
Dang. Yeah. How'd you start?
I started because I'm still an artist, but I was only doing like rapping and producing and stuff like that. And I was throwing shows over at, it was in the Grill Social Lounge, but now it's called Crew. I was doing shows over there and I needed a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I couldn't keep booking my niggas because they was getting booked and shit. So I was like, bro, I'm finna learn how to do this shit.
Right.
I started doing it for my shows, and then I got nice with it, and then started, like, other people started hearing me, started doing private events.
Bro, everything I ever did, like, is I get tired of asking people or relying on people, so I just be like, fuck it, I'm going to do it myself.
Right,
but then it pays off in the long run.
Right.
Yeah, shit just took off after that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you just, how'd you start? You just picked it up?
Yeah, pretty much. I used to borrow my homeboy's laptop. Used to borrow my other homeboy's controller.
Yeah.
And then I used to use it for the shows until I could get my own equipment, and then it went from there. I ended up, like, one of the promoters at the lounge I was doing my shows at had heard me DJ.
Yeah.
He ended up opening up a club. It's now called Rio, but it was called 360. Shout out to Napoleon.
Yeah.
But when he opened up 360 Lounge, he called me to come be the resident DJ. That was my first club residency, and then from there it just kind of trickled over, made more connections. Network with more clubs, and then one thing led to another. Now I'm here.
What equipment y'all use?
I use Pioneer Flex 10.
What about you, Sway?
I love Rain. I'm on the Rain Performer right now.
How many?
I still got my Rain though.
Is that what you started
my Rain
with?
One. I start off with the Pioneer 350, I think.
Yeah.
250 or something. It was like beginner board.
Yeah.
Real small and stuff.
Yeah.
Until I caught it.
Yeah.
Till I caught on, I upgraded to that Rain 1, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First board? I think my first board was SB3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was SB3.
What's Serato?
It's a, basically like a DJ program.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Is it the only one or the main one? Because I always hear that.
It's the main one.
It's the main one.
If you use anything else, I kind of question your
skill or like what your knowledge.
You use it for videos, though, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the Serato?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They play music videos and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. A lot of the old school DJs be shitting on the new DJs. They feel like they're not real DJs. What is that about?
Things I heard, like the sync button.
Oh, yeah.
Make
it easier.
If it's there, I might well use it.
Yeah.
Sync button. Not using vinyl.
That's the main one, too, like I hear, vinyl.
Yeah.
Because before they had crates, like, you got to have somebody with you just to carry your records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like you should know how to DJ on vinyl, but it's not essential, depending on your lane type shit.
Right.
I see where they coming from, because it started like this, but, yeah.
But, shit, things, motherfuckers got to learn to adapt to stuff, too.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where y'all DJing at now? Like, is it just random clubs, or?
Random clubs, private events.
Cause I seen Sway in weddings. I done seen his he be popping up anywhere.
Sway be everywhere. Actually, you know what's crazy? Me and Sway started at the same spot.
Where?
Hookah
Hot Spot. Oh, Hot Spot. Okay. Yep. Damn, that's where y'all started at?
Yep. We started, yep.
I ain't start there, but that's one of my
that was one of the main ones.
That spot opened up a lot of doors.
For sure.
For sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of people heard me at Hookah Hot Spot in that West End. So
Yeah.
That definitely was an essential place for me. I ain't necessarily start there though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I started.
That's where I met.
That's where I met. Yeah. Met Sway that. Yeah. You know,
Alexander be everywhere too. I remember one time out the blue, I went to Cloud on like a daytime Sunday. I walk in, I hear somebody just scream, shout out to Mez. I'm like, Like, that's Alexander up there, and I turn around and see you up there.
Yeah, that's brunch on Sundays.
Yeah, exactly. It was brunch on Sundays. It was, yep. Yeah.
You be having that joint lit.
Lit.
Nice. I've been holding it down for 2 years, too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, when y'all DJ, you know, some motherfuckers that just DJ based on what they like, or do y'all do it based on the crowd? Like, do y'all cater to the crowd, or is it what y'all like?
Both.
Yeah. Really?
Hell yeah. It's more so, for me, it's more of the crowd than what I like. I mean, I listen to a little bit of everything, so it's easy for me to, like, kind of put to the side my personal opinions and stuff like that. But I definitely cater to the crowd way more than I cater to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bigger Rankin told me, like, when I was having that conversation with him.
Bigger Rankin,
like,
a legend.
Yeah, he was like, bro, if you a selfish DJ, you're not going to last long in that shit. And I just, every time I DJ, I be hearing him say that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I always try to push towards the crowd more than myself, for real.
Right, yeah, same here. I kind of got, like, a method, like a 2-3.
Yeah,
I play, like, I might play 2 tracks that everybody know. I might try to throw that third one that's brand new that people need to know.
Right.
They should know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just to try it out.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's got to be
that's my little my little methods, like 2 or 3.
So you got some type of balance is basically what y'all saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do y'all got to have y'all own speakers and stuff, or is everything already set up when y'all?
For the private events, you got, yeah.
Yeah.
Private events, I got my, like, own speakers. Mm-hmm.
Lights and all that, y'all gotta do all
I don't
that?
Got no lights yet. Nah, but I was thinking about investing in it. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I'm cool on that shit. I like plug and play.
Right.
All the spots I'll be at.
But not
they usually got a board, but at most I gotta bring my board type shit. But I rarely gotta do, like, sound and stuff like that.
So you could just adjust to whatever's there?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I ain't too big on doing the private events where I gotta bring sound and lights and mics and all that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? I like clubs, lounges, establishments that already got their sound system situated, and I could just come and
Just plug in a laptop.
Yeah. Most
of
the time.
Do you have a certain
mixer
or a mixer?
Like, play
in
the mixer.
Okay.
At certain spots, we bring our boards, but if a spot already got the board, we only need to hook up to the board, basically.
Now, if you don't like it, can you swap it out? Do they trip out stuff like that?
No, you can swap it out, but it just takes some time.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Now, have y'all ever opened up for a DJ? You know how sometimes, like, starting off, they make you...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to open up for Champagne.
Yeah.
Shout out to Champagne. That's crazy.
So, I opened up for Champagne, opened up for Trap, opened up for... who else? I opened up for Scream Luck.
Johnny KD.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Opened up for Johnny a couple times. Opened up for, yeah.
Well, y'all open up.
A lot of people.
So is there rules to that? Like, if you open it up, can you not play certain songs? Do they make sure you don't play certain songs? Or?
Yeah, you just got to know not to play the heavy hitters.
It's kind of like an unspoken rule, for real. Like, it's just certain stuff you know not to play if you open it up for a DJ. But also, like, the way I came up too, though, is like, you never run out of hits. So I'd be on some shit like, if somebody's opening up for me, you can play whatever the fuck you want. But I try to be courteous if I'm opening up for somebody else. Like, it's certain stuff you do want to hold off until the crowd is in there. You know what I'm saying?
Because I know people always want to play the hottest shit. But sometimes when I'm at a spot and they play, like, hot shit from, like, 4 or 5 years ago, or even 10 years ago. But it's like, if they rock, if you know how to rock, one time I went to Infinity, and that nigga was in, like, a mid-2000s bag, and he killed it. I don't even know who the DJ was, but he was blanking.
Exactly. Right. That's a good opener, though, because you got to understand it's hits of all eras. It's hits of all time frames. So it's like, when you understand that as an opener, you use that to your advantage. Like, you give them the hits that they forgot about.
Right.
You feel me? So by the time... The DJ that's coming after comes on, it's like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you still killed your set because you played hits from other eras. So just having that knowledge of music helps in that area.
Is it important to start from the bottom with DJing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, y'all both said that shit. Yeah.
Definitely. Because
why?
You come in entitled and you get it too fast, you get comfortable fast. You feel me? And your craft don't hit the same. You don't have that same hunger. And it's just like, I don't know, I just feel like anything you get too quick or anything that don't come with a process, you don't appreciate to the 100%. Magnitude that you should.
Facts. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You agree?
I definitely agree. Yeah. I hate feeling staggered.
Yeah.
So I'm always thinking of things to advance, you know what I'm saying, in my career or just to make extra bread, you know what I'm saying? So I just hate feeling staggered. So I'm always, like, looking for new things to do or... upping my skills and stuff like that, or making the right connections,
right?
Shit like that,
right?
Yeah, this shit is a craft, and it's really like it's an opportunity that everybody don't get. So it's like, I feel like you gotta have that come up so you can really appreciate it. You just get thrown into all the best opportunities, all the best places, all the best.
That shit ain't good in any aspect.
And then you're not necessarily built for that big moment either, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I came in as a performer already rapping and shit like that. Right. And I still needed to adjust to, it's the difference between being a rapper and a primetime DJ. You know what I'm saying? So I personally needed that come up to understand, okay, this is how this shit really works. Yeah, I'd have got it up front, I probably would have fumbled it already. You know what I'm saying?
There's a difference between being a DJ and a primetime DJ and an artist?
Hell yeah. It's the same to an extent. Like, you carry yourself, like, you carry your brand as an artist, but in terms of what you do and, like, working the crowd, hell yeah. Because as an artist, yes. Because as an artist, you really just work in the crowd with your voice. But as a DJ, you work in the crowd with other people's music and your voice. And you got to understand the science of how to climax using the music, how to facilitate with your voice as well. You know what I'm saying? Whereas you, as an artist, you just got to focus on your delivery. As a rapper, you know, or as a singer or whatever, focus on your personal delivery and working with your music. But you got to understand everybody else's music, and you got to have more of an understanding of the crowd. Like, when you perform it as an artist, you just giving them, you don't got to cater to the crowd that much, because, like, I'm
they're
giving you songs you that you're expecting.
Yeah, right.
You
know what I'm saying? Here to,
like,
see you, yeah,
you here to see me type shit. Right. As a DJ, it's like, okay, I got to understand how old you are. I got to understand your race, your gender, what you came to do, what you may like based on what you may be wearing or where you from.
Right.
I got to be able to pull all that and find a way to bring all y'all motherfuckers together.
100%. Yeah, you know that makes sense.
And we call that reading the crowd.
How important is that?
It's real important.
Yeah?
Real important.
Cause it's some DJs, I'd be like, bro, nobody's jamming to this. Like, why the fuck are you playing this?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you gotta learn how to, like, genre jump too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, just playing trap and hip hop all the time. Or, like, I could play it all, Spanish, Afro,
reggae. Like, you know what I noticed? It's a lot of clubs, like, if it's just the average R&B and rap club, they don't play reggae music.
Right, right. I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love that reggae.
I do.
Shit.
I do too. But if you don't go to a reggae club, you really don't hear it in the mix.
Right. Like the thing about people, they don't want to hear for too long.
True, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like Afro. You can get with the major hits, but you ain't going to get about no 20 minutes of Afro.
Charlotte love that trap shit.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Just this that market, or R&B party. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But even that R&B party, they still want to hear a little bit of hip hop.
Right, right.
That's so, Charlotte, boy. They love that ratchet shit.
They do, man. Yeah, you brought up like being on a microphone too. Have y'all ever just DJed and had somebody else on the microphone?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it for y'all to have that chemistry? Because they can fuck up your vibe, right?
Right, absolutely, right. Bro. Nah,
have y'all experienced
it? Absolutely,
bro. I don't like one of them. Stop the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop.
Because as soon as that happens, I know what you're talking about. I'll look at the DJ. You can see the aggravation on the DJ's face. Like, bro, like, I'm trying to rock the party. You keep wanting to talk.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let me catch this transition, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like some hosts lose sight of the fact that, like, you know, the host adds to the experience, but at the end of the day, the music carries the crowd. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to have a balance. And to answer your question, I feel like that chemistry is extremely important.
Extremely.
Because if one of us is even thrown off by the other one's vibe, it's going to affect the party, bro. And it's like, it's just not going to go how it's supposed to go. But if that chemistry is good, you can set a room on fire because you got two people working the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, it's certain people I love rocking out with, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of I personally prefer to go by myself. For real.
Yeah, I about to say, I've seen you perform too many times where I'm like, I know you do it.
Yeah, I prefer to go by myself.
Right.
I definitely got a couple homies that I like rocking with, like Alexander, Champagne, Katie, Luck, you know, niggas. 30. Like that. Yeah.
But y'all know each other well to where y'all know how to balance off each other.
Right. We're not going to talk over each other. We're going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Each other that room and shit like that. And just go how it's supposed to go, that chemistry there.
Do y'all ever just pop up when y'all not DJing and just go to support a homie?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
I was told when I first got into it, like, whenever you off, pull up on somebody else just to keep your ear fresh, to understand what the market is playing, to get a feel for, you know, just other people's styles and get inspired by other people's styles. That way you can kind of put it in your formula and make it, you know, unique to your personal, like, make something unique of your own. Like, somebody could inspire a new idea for your set.
Right. So. And that's building a relationship, too.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. That's building a bond between them.
That's definitely
important.
You know
what I'm saying? Because so
if you got a hosting, right, and you can't make it, can you hit up one of your homies and tell them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? So that shit is definitely important thing for y'all to just be looking out for each other on that type of end. I know one thing y'all hate is song requests.
Hell yeah, yeah. I'm glad you said that.
But I don't see you get into shit because of that.
Yeah,
bro. Oh yeah, swear you stand on Benny with that.
Big time.
I'm not playing time. That shit, man.
Nigga, one time we can edit this out of you. If you don't want to.
I ain't chilling, bro. I ain't chilling.
My homegirls that came through, one of them had graduated. She was in her bag. So she's like, tell DJ to play this. And I know how any DJ is. Try to respect him because he's killing it. I don't have to tell him what to play. He's killing it already.
Right.
So I'm trying to ignore it. But she's like, yo, tell him to play this. Tell him. I'm like, yo, you hit him. I'm like, this is Instagram. You hit him. So they started DMing you. You remember this night? So she's DMing you, play this. And
it seemed like five different. But
she drunk. She just graduated college. She in her bag. So I'm like,
I remember that, man.
Yo, I look at Sway. I can tell he's getting aggravated. I'm like, man, I just want to let
first,
you know.
The first one I was cool. Second one I was like, cool. And once it got like third, fourth,
and her friends
like,
kept sending stuff to you too.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
But I'm like, damn. Like I don't want to sound like a
hater.
Thought you
was a jukebox, my boy.
Send me a playlist,
a jukebox. And then so Sway
bought you for the night.
Yeah, basically that's how I look at it. Some people look at it like that. So
yeah.
Sway, I think the next day he went on IG. He was like, yo, I'm not like basically in that type of sense. Like, yo,
yeah, I'm not one of those.
Yeah. So they saw it because they started following me tonight. They all, I'm like, yo, I think we made your DJ mad. We're not coming back no more. I'm like,
but it's a respect thing. Like, if you rocking out and you see everybody rocking out, just let it just flow. Vibe. You know what I'm saying? Most likely, we might get to that song you about to record.
Right. Yeah, especially you know if it's a timing thing. Song, bro. Yeah.
Because you know the main song she wanted was Last by Burna Boy. I'm like, he's going to play that.
Right.
That's more like at the time, that was like one of the hottest songs out.
Bingo. Right. She wanted it played right now. I'm like, that's not how it works. Like, don't y'all have like a certain beat level? I don't know. Am I saying some wrong shit? Like,
BPM. Everybody got to
follow ranges.
Yes, to an extent. I don't stick to it the whole time because it kind of makes it a little robotic.
Right.
But I definitely go by like a vibe and moments, you know what I'm saying? So my thing with song requests that throw me off is like it just may not be the vibe for right now. And I can get to that, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
But like for instance, if I'm in the middle of my biggest pet peeve with song requests is if it's like a female dominated room, I'm killing the twerk R&B set, whatever. All the girls is going, and some nigga come up to me like, play some
little Boss Man.
Yeah, play that little Crash out. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that.
Right.
Like, it's just not for the moment right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's my big thing with song requests. And then another thing too, I don't stay up until 4, 5, 6 in the morning, going through music trying to see what's what, so that you can tell me everything that you got on your Apple Music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just my thing. But I know I've learned to kind of adjust to it. And And you know,
it come with the. How you feel about that, Alexander?
I'll take I feel the same, but I'll take like a birthday request.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. Just to make the moment a little special.
And birthday requests turn the party up.
100%.
Right. I do. And, with me, it's just a time thing. Most likely, I'm going to get to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Most likely, what you're requesting is probably one of the hottest.
Yeah. Like somebody tell you play the hottest song.
Like, you know I'm finna play sexy.
Like, you know I'm gonna play some sexy rap. I'm gonna play some old shit right now.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be sexy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just.
Because you wanna save the hottest song so where everybody drunk in a sense, right?
And I think that's the thing that customers don't get is that there's a time thing when it comes to playing music. Like, if the club open at 10, I'm not playing the hottest, like, sexy red
at
or
11 p.m.
Glorilla TGIF at 10, 11 o'clock. Because people going to hear their favorite songs and they going to leave right after that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then there has to be, in order for the night to go how it's supposed to, people don't understand there's a science to it. You just come in expecting to drink, but you don't understand there's a reason why you had a good time tonight because there was a climax.
Right.
The DJ set you up for that. When you came in, he was giving you shit you wanted to drink to, vibe to, and socialize to. Mm-hmm. And then by the time that liquor started kicking in, you started hearing some of your favorite shit, the shit that set you off and turned you up.
Right.
And
then
by the end of the night, you like, I had an amazing night because we understood the science.
Right.
Of it. But they don't understand the timing of it.
Because you don't want to hear Dreams and Nightmare at 11 o'clock.
No.
Nah.
If that come on, you want to hear, you know what I'm saying?
Shoot, you Danny don't want to hear Finito at 11
Facts.
O'clock.
Yeah. You know, that shit turned up every party.
Every party. And that song got some years on it.
Oh, God, it do.
And it's still here.
Yeah. Like the first day it dropped. Mm-hmm. What about when people want to, not only just hot songs, but what if a motherfucker want to play their own song, their own music?
Pay me, bro.
Yeah. It's definitely a charge, especially if I'm in that zone. Like, you can't come to me at no 12 and be like, play a song.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't care if it's not.
I need
30,
at least 200.
Yeah. I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? This 12, yeah. 12, this prime time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I need 200.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Because it's not like you're doing me a service by playing your music. I'm not getting booked to play your music. Nobody knows who you are. So if anything, I'm helping your career right now. Right. I'm doing you. This is a service.
Like. Right. And if they don't like it, everybody looking at you like.
Exactly.
You know
they're
what I'm saying?
Looking
like,
at the
why
artist.
You playing this?
They don't
why
even
you playing
know who
this?
You are. They're looking right at the DJ. Saying?
Yeah. So it's just like,
real.
I got to charge you because you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take the, if this shit not hot, I'm going to look like the ass. Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who this nigga is?
Facts.
Right.
So I don't blame y'all on that shit. I know it get annoying being up there because even them girls, they're my homegirls, but if it annoys me, I can just imagine what y'all go through.
Right. Yeah. But you can mix it. I mean, if it's some hot shit too, you can mix in some local.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can mix in some local shit with some prime time stuff, but you just gotta do it at the right time. You know what I'm saying? And not spend not too much in it. You know what I'm saying? Get in, get out. That's why I call it get in, get out.
Yeah, unless it's an artist you're trying to push and promote.
Right.
If it's an artist that I'm already locked in with, which is what I would suggest, build a relationship with the DJ.
Right.
Yeah. Lock in with him before, or even if you're not trying to, even if you don't get your song played that night, come say, hey, I'm such and such. I make music. This is what I do. I'm more likely to listen to your shit in my downtime than come back and be like, all right, cool. I fuck with it. Versus if you just come to me, hey, play this. Ooh, it's hot. And I got to take time out of my set and throw off my time and to listen to it. Right. See if it works. See if it's mixed and mastered. Because people come to you with shit that's not quality.
Man.
Oh,
man. I've seen that too,
bro. You get what I'm saying? So I would recommend just locking in with a nigga beforehand.
Right.
And then that way I can listen
to it. Some niggas will record some shit on your laptop and bring it to the club that night.
Cause that's the thing.
Yeah.
With DJs, we post where we at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So most likely you going to the spot, you already checked the IG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at the DJ. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Most likely you type in the name, it's gonna pop up.
Pop right up,
Holler at, you know what I'm saying? All right, bro, I want this play. You know what I'm saying? Check this music out. You know what I'm saying? Can I play this? Right. That's the right time. You know what I'm saying? That's the right time for me.
Yeah.
Because if I'm in a mix.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to like,
yeah.
It'd just be like hard to get back into it. You know,
and
what
rappers
I'm
be entitled with their shit too. Like everybody think that they just made the hottest song ever.
Right.
I mean, as they should.
Facts.
As
that's
they should,
true.
But
y'all gotta
if
be.
You got the hottest song ever. I'm gonna hear it elsewhere.
Right.
You're not gonna
that's
have to
true.
Come to. You're not gonna have to come to me
too.
With it.
True.
You feel me? That's a lot of the hottest independent artists. I done heard other people playing. I done hit Alexander, like, who this? I done hit Sam.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, right,
anybody, I done pulled up on, if your shit is really that hot, I'm going to hear it from another DJ that's going to stamp you.
Right.
I'm more likely to listen to an artist and put an artist in my rotation if one of my homies playing their shit already, too.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So, like, if you really that hot, the crowd will speak of you.
No,
the
facts.
People will speak of you. The DJs will speak of you.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So,
it definitely like, be in the chat.
Yeah, for sure.
In the conversation.
Right. Yo, why don't Charlotte artists stick together as much as, like, say South Carolina?
That's a good question.
Cause them niggas, man, I promoted this bonfire not too long ago. They had South Carolina artists rapping.
It was deep.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
It's songs.
I went.
Yeah, oh,
I was there. Yeah, that was crazy.
How they stick together, bro?
Nah, for real. Shout out Lil Boss too.
Oh, that's one of the dudes who was performing.
Yeah, that dude. He was on that. Yeah, he. That was dope to see how they came.
That's
what I'm saying. The whole city came like that.
Yeah. Like what do you think that's
lit.
About? Like the camaraderie that's not here.
I think everybody's just trying to be like the man or that top person. You know what I'm saying?
That shit crazy.
Instead of just working together.
And you can literally move mountains together.
Right, nah, for real.
But do y'all try to help any of that out? Like as DJs, do y'all
not really.
No.
I try to help my people, the people that I'm locked in with, the people that I support, even if you're not directly in my camp. If I just like your music enough and I like your brand enough, I try to help those people.
Right. Yeah.
I don't let me gather my words.
Yeah.
I don't try to go out my way to help every artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody not in that mentality. Everybody not on what me and my people own. So I try to help me and mines and those who I can identify we have like minds.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the same with DJing too.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Right.
It's DJ beef or people who don't get along? Like I just never hear about it.
I mean, I think people just like stick to who they stick
more
with.
So
like
the promoter.
Like I rock with Sway. You know what I'm saying? I rock with Sway. You know what I'm saying? Like
what you say?
I said it'd be more so promoter DJ
or
establishment DJ beef than DJs.
Yeah,
like
facts.
For
which
the most part, we all cool.
Like me promoting for years, I've always my DJ got paid regardless how the party went. So what could you beef about with the DJ?
Man.
Oh, of course, women. Yeah, that goes.
When it comes to like DJ promoter beef, I don't be in a lot of the shit. But as far as like what I hear, a lot of it be over these females.
Because Sway, all them girls used to try to run, go to the back of the hot spot. Yeah. I'm like, yo, what are these girls doing back here? But they be in here trying to
just be wanting to chill.
They be wanting to chill. You
know, everybody want to be.
But I mean, it'd be a vibe too. It'd be a vibe, for sure. You know what I'm saying? But I don't just like somebody just doing too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but, you know what I'm saying, too much, because then just be like, oh, you keep bumping into me. I do enjoy like women.
Does it get annoying with everybody trying to be in the DJ booth?
Niggas. I don't like when dudes be that ain't my people.
Play this, man.
Yeah, nah. Dudes that ain't my. I don't even like really being in an establishment where any and everybody can come to the DJ booth for real.
Right, you know
what I'm saying. So fortunately, I don't got to deal with that too much now. But like, I'm cool with like a female that I brought or I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or somebody that is attractive to me type shit.
Right.
But somebody, a random guy or a random girl just kicking it in the booth. Nah. Yeah, no. But you can come, say what's up, show your love or whatever. Yeah. But not just like camping out and shit.
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, so the DJ usually does get paid, right?
That's one thing that's Alexander a part of the come money. Up. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, I will say that's one thing that's a part of the come up though. Like
the DJ,
you might run into that from time to time where folks try to like, oh, bro, we had a light night. I can't give you the whole amount, or I got you tomorrow when the check hit. Ooh, that's that type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I ain't never flexed on security, not nothing. Like everybody get paid. I'll take an L before everybody else,
man. Yeah, you got to get it. They showed up to work.
Yeah,
exactly.
So why not?
They did their job. Yeah. Shit, I'm the promoter. I'm the one supposed to get them in here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I know.
I feel like it's the teamwork, too. Like,
for sure.
It's definitely, like, if the girl's working, bottle girl's working, they need to promote your event. You know what I'm saying? Friends, too.
It got worse,
though. It's definitely a teamwork.
When I first started promoting for over 10 years, that's how it used to be. The DJ would have all his peoples in there, the bottle girls, the... Yeah. But now it's like they look at you like you sold any tables. I'm like, it's your money. What you mean? You ain't selling no tables?
Right.
But that's what I'm trying to do this season 11. I'm trying to keep it club theme. So I'm going to get DJs, bartender, security, a mic man.
That's dope.
And some waitresses. That's going to be the whole theme. It's like 4 or 5 episodes probably.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
That's smooth.
Yeah.
Glad we could be a part of it.
For sure. You know, that's why when Alexander hit me a while back, like, yo, I'm like, hell yeah, nigga, that's a perfect episode. Matter of fact, you sparked the idea. You Lou.
Lou.
Because we was talking, and I was like, damn, that's a good episode, like, because that club influence. And I was like, wait a minute, I went home that night. I'm like, nigga, I'm going to do a whole season on the club and just separate everybody.
Oh, yeah. That was
you know what I'm saying? Thank you for throwing that alley-oop.
Yeah, no shit. Doubt. You know
speaking of alley-oops, this nigga threw me the crazy alley-oop suede with Eddie Valero.
Oh, facts.
Hey, that's a solid lead.
Yeah.
That was smooth. For sure.
Suede did big things with him, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, man.
But that shit is important, man. Like, just throwing alley-oops and showing love, because it always comes back.
Always come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm just the type of person, if I come across a brand and music that I rock with and I affiliate, I'm going to definitely tap in with my people, especially if I know we're in the same lane. So I'm always trying to, like, connect two people that I feel like it would be good for y'all to rub shoulders. Y'all brands complement each other. Y'all could work. We could build together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. So. Hey, y'all know anything y'all need from me. Because he hit me, he's like, yo, you mind if I bring my artist? I'm like, hell yeah, nigga. Yeah, my platform, your platform. Bring whatever you want to do.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking of your artist, what's up? What's good, bro? What's introduce him to us. What's his name? Where he coming from? Or he could do it, however.
Yes, sir. So I brought the Mafia with me. You know what I'm saying? Mafia music out right now. Big Sway and my affiliates, my peoples, my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I got Atlanta's very own Cutthroat J in the building with me. You know what I'm saying?
What up, Cutthroat?
No camera. We
don't
camera.
No, ain't no cameras. I mean, you get closer, though. But what's up with you, man? How you feeling in the city? You been here for a minute?
Yeah, I've been here for a minute.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been to school. I went to college out here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did a little college thing out here.
What, you go by Cutthroat?
Yeah, he's Cutthroat. Cool.
Yeah?
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to drop that J. I got a little mini me out here somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, you know, you damn well you type that name in and I'm popped up.
Shit
popping up from years ago.
Yeah, it happens.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've been out here, but you know what?
That's part of the game.
Yeah, it is.
Shit, it's people... You can have the same name and separate yourself. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's a million Darius, it's a million Quans.
Shit, even with Lil Baby and DaBaby, like when that first came out, niggas like, damn, but now we don't even mix the two up at all.
Right.
Shit, hell, twins. You can know a set of twins and you know them just by face. Like,
shit, so it's just like, you know, being not new, but like unfamiliar.
Yeah.
With different regions.
Yeah.
And it's all about location, who you know and shit. So it's like, I'm just avoiding all that shit. But it's about to be straight cut though in a minute.
That's what's up, Brody.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So how you get in contact with him?
We had some mutuals. We had a couple of mutuals. Mm-hmm. I want to say we got tapped in through Luck, Scream Luck, another DJ.
And, that was the official. That was the official meet. Yeah. I had bumped into him a few times when he had his own event. Long story short, we get in touch. I pull up the old bill. And he over there like, he was a scientist, like this. He over there at the board like this, on the hands on this. I said, what the fuck? I'm like, Lil Jones in this bitch? Yeah. So we chopped it up. Then we had a few sessions. And now the first, we worked on like, everything cut though the first time. That was the first little project I little did, you know what I'm saying? Then I doubled back. We came back with Everything Cut Though 2. I was working with my boy Julian Webb, legendary engineer. He done work with everybody, anybody you can name. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he was like my mentor in this shit too. Just like trying to get it right with the sound and not, you know, being like more confident and like not being worried about how that shit gonna come about, but just getting it out. That's when I was like, all right, man, ain't scared of none of this shit. I done deal with it.
Yeah.
Ain't worried about none of what a nigga talking about. Let's putting this shit out. Boom, 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 boom.
It's been up from there. We've been watching it ever since, man.
Been like that.
Yeah, that's what's up. Where can they find you at?
Everything Cutthroat. On Instagram, CutthroatJ. On Twitter.
And we're going to play your song at the end of the show. Appreciate you popping up for us, music. Man.
Yeah.
For sure. And what's your mixtape called, Sway?
Mafia Music Volume 1.
And his song's Faces on Faces, it, right? Yeah, you sent it to me. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to check it out. I like the shit, though. I fuck with it.
It's crazy shit. It wasn't even done.
Yeah?
That shit ain't done. It was like,
nah, we made it done. We finished.
This man right here, you know what I'm saying? Sway gonna fuck around and be like, man, drop this shit and put it on. I was like, what?
Why not?
And then it's like, you know what? Like you said, why not? Like, man, fuck it.
Yeah. Y'all got a video to that?
Not yet.
When I come back from Philly, I'm gonna shoot the video. We're gonna shoot it in Atlanta.
Oh, y'all shooting in Atlanta?
Yeah.
It's on the way.
And then Everything Cutthroat 3 with Trap gonna come after that again.
And you gotta come back and visit next time. We do a whole episode with you.
Oh yeah, fuck with me.
For sure.
Yes sir. Yes sir. Mafia Music Volume 1 out everywhere.
Mafia Music.
For sure. Alexander, what you got working on other than this? Like, do you do anything other than DJ? Or you got any artists or anything coming up? Or
I be rocking with Big Moochie Great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, from Paper Route.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I've been working with him.
He bubbling hard.
Yeah. He definitely growing. You know what I'm saying? 20, next year should be a good year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now I'm his DJ too, so.
Oh, is he official DJ?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That's amazing, bro.
Nah, for real.
Both of y'all are humble as shit. Y'all, the shit that y'all be doing, y'all should be flexing more. But
yeah,
it's about that time.
You know what I'm
saying? For sure. Yeah.
It's timing, man. That's all it's about.
Yeah. But sometimes that's better too. Like, just keep your head down and grind. Before you look up, you're like, damn.
Yeah, that's everybody always paying attention. Yeah. That's one thing I learned. Like, people be, they paying attention like everything.
Even when they act like they're not.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they may not like it.
Bro, I saved an Instagram post the other day that said, niggas won't like nothing, but when they see you in person, they'll tell you everything you've been doing.
They'll tell you everything you're doing. Oh, you was just in New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, where you like the picture, my boy?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's how it be, man.
But you know, I'll take it with it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know y'all, they looking.
For sure. They always watching.
Yeah. They always watching.
And that's just how it goes, man.
One thing about success, the right people going to acknowledge you if you
do
some shit right. You know what I'm saying? I've never been acknowledged by everybody, even though I knew a lot of people was paying attention.
Right.
God has always put me in positions to where the right people have acknowledged me and been like, bro, fuck with what you do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Same.
Same.
Yeah. Same.
Does this shit ever get tiring to y'all? Like,
Nah.
So y'all love this shit.
Not to me, because I hate feeling staggered, so I'm always looking to do more. To do more.
Right.
So
I ain't gonna lie, I had a point in time where I was getting a little almost tired with it. I was more so like frustrated, damn near exhausted with it. I guess because it was a point in time where I was trying to make like changes in my spirituality, yeah. and I was having a hard time finding the balance. And I was, you know, just like, man, this club's
nightlife.
Yeah, I just kind of had to take a step back from everybody type shit and really regather myself and refocus and just see the direction. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like that was what that period of time was for. But I definitely had a point in time where I was a little exhausted with it.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but you know, my love for it ain't go nowhere.
You say you never, you fuck with it heavy?
Nah, yeah, for real, nah.
Yeah? Yo, do y'all be having bar tabs and stuff? I know promoters, we get bar tabs, bottles and shit. Do y'all get that in clubs or?
Certain spots.
Yeah, certain places.
Certain spots do.
Yeah. And y'all get, like, people in for free, but most places don't charge now to get in.
Yeah, most people don't charge.
Yeah. What's the most annoying shit to y'all as DJs? Mm. Or the nightlife period?
Just in nightlife?
Yeah.
With me, someone dealing with somebody drunk.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that gotta be annoying. But you trying to rock.
Like I had somebody, they was like overly drunk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it was like, they took my no as a disrespectful no. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The nigga got heated and it was like, if I had to cut this music out, but it's gonna be a problem. Yeah. I had to put this mix on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But nah, I end up, man, I'm calm first. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So until you like take me there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
what about you, Smith?
Especially dealing with people.
Yeah.
I say either that, intoxicated folks, or just like bad business. I don't like having to wait on my, I don't like having to wait on my bread.
Top two.
That'd be the main thing. Like I said, fortunately, I don't gotta deal with the shit like that too often no more, or really at all anymore. But like, that's a big thing for me. I don't like having to wait on my bread. Like the party over, you walking around and shit, you looking and acting like you doing more shit than what you actually doing. And you know you gotta sit here and pay me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Little shit like that. Like just bad business, or like not being communicative. You know what I'm saying? If it's more than one person on the car, not telling me certain shit. Like I don't like bad business.
That's what you mean, more than one person on the car?
Like, so I done been in positions to where it's like I done been booked to DJ somewhere, and then they tell me I'm sharing a set. They don't tell us no time. They don't tell me that anybody else is like, they don't. And I find out when I get there, like, oh, you sharing a set and X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And I'm very detail oriented. So like, if you book me for a function, I need to know all the details up front. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, just be little shit. You know what I'm saying?
I think people be looking at it like, I know a lot of owners look at it like, nigga, you need me, I don't need you type shit. But nigga, you do.
You know what I'm saying?
You take the DJ out the club, y'all partying in the library, bro. Y'all, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
It's different. Like we contribute in a great deal. You know what I'm saying? And other markets understand that. That's why a lot of other markets are popping the way that they popping, because they respect what we do as DJs. And it's certain establishments here that do, and the establishments in Charlotte that do respect the DJs are the ones that's winning the most.
Yeah.
Right.
Really look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They take care of the DJs. Sometimes we leave, or we get paid before the lights come on type shit at them type of spots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the spots that understand the value of what we do,
mm-hmm.
they get it. You know what I'm saying? They succeed the most.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. I know with promoting, I was promoting for a minute, so it wasn't but so much competition. But then it seemed like everybody jumped in to be a promoter. Mm-hmm. You know how to be some overnight shit that it looks lit, it looks easy, but then you get in it and you're like, bro, you just fucked up the whole game.
Exactly.
Everybody exactly. be trying to catch the wave.
Exactly. And that's, it's like, it ain't just having a spot and telling people to pull up and put it on Instagram. Like, there's way more to it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, do y'all see that, an insurgence of like DJs? Is that the same
Absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely. But really? Them niggas don't be lasting like that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of niggas that I can curse and stuff like
for
that.
For sure. Yeah.
I've been cursing, my bad. Yeah. So it's a lot of niggas, bro, that was DJing when I started, and I may have started with them, and they not around
because they
just want it. Like, yo, why for doing this shit is gonna determine how long you stay in this shit. And that's with almost anything you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It got to the point where I was DJing out of survival, you know what I'm saying? So like my need for this is a little bit different than somebody who just want to get into it because of popularity or because of hoes and shit like that. Them niggas don't be lasting like that. So they might be around for a year. And at first I used to pop up like, damn, y'all fucking the game up. Y'all undercutting and doing all this extra shit. But now I just be chilling because it's like, I know that shit ain't going to last because your heart ain't in it. You know what I'm saying?
They kind of weed itself out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because they can't rock a floor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They be like, damn, why I put this? You know what I'm saying? it been times I ain't covered a DJ did so bad I had to get on.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta get yourself up out of there.
So it'd be like they kind of weed themselves out. So you just gotta give it time.
Just giving them enough rope to hang themselves, basically.
Yeah. I don't pay them folks no mind.
Yeah. Me neither.
For real.
In and out.
It just made me look better because it's gonna make them girls in the party gonna be like, "Where Sway at?"
And a lot of them be wanting, and they be wanting to like skip steps. That's why I asked y'all in the beginning, like, how important is it to start from the bottom?
You can't, bro. You can't skip steps.
You cannot skip no steps.
It's gonna show in your performance.
Yeah,
you could tell who really get it out the mud with this shit. You could tell who really put work in with this shit.
Yeah, bro,
it don't take long to tell at all.
Facts.
You got a podcast too?
I do. We currently in the process of rebranding.
Yeah,
so we're gonna be popping back out very soon. But high demand.
For sure, man. You done had a couple people on there too. I watched a few episodes. I'm like, I fuck with this shit.
Yeah, we still that collab episode still on the way.
Yeah, we got to do that. You know that. That ain't nothing but getting it done.
Yeah, for sure. We in the process of getting this rebrand situated, tightening up the business, and then we rolling. Yeah. Really like top of the year type shit, 2025. Yeah.
How you like the visual part? Like, that's one thing I never wanted was visuals. Like, people are like, yo, why you don't do visuals? I'm like, I just ain't into it. Like, I just like the audio shit, and then it's just so easy. Like, I just pop up anywhere and record.
I
own all my equipment, so it's like, nigga, you see me pop up with that suitcase and set up anywhere. Like,
I feel that.
How long you been doing this though?
Man, I think it's going on its fourth year. So this right here is about to be season 11.
Okay.
Damn. And I did live shows. Did any of y'all make it to the live show?
I don't think I knew.
But I did a live show. I rented my own venue, paid for my own venue. Because, you know, I have a problem of like waiting on other people. So I strictly do everything myself.
Yeah. I'm the same
way. So I went and rented a venue. I got a liquor license, rented a stage, rented a DJ. I did everything from the floor. I bought my own liquor.
Yeah, and that's dope.
It held the spot, held like about 150 people, 140, but we had like 150 people in it. Right. I shocked myself, nigga. I was like, holy kid, even they was playing Biggie, and you know, he'd be like, sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. And it was like, sold out seats to hear Mass speak. Shit was crazy. I'm in there shocked. Like, nigga, I would have been happy with 40 people in here. Nigga, 150 people showed up.
That's dope.
Yeah, so. And everything was me, my own ticket sales.
That's how they pay attention.
For sure.
Hell yeah.
For sure.
Hell,
so
stay at it, bro.
Next live show, I'll probably do in like March.
Okay.
So y'all got to pop up for that.
I got to make that.
Yeah, I definitely will.
And now I got merch too. You know, I got my t-shirt line and shit. I make that myself too.
Oh, word.
Bro, my problem is I cannot wait on nobody else, bro.
Facts.
I'm very impatient. Like, I can't wait on another
nigga. You lose a lot of time waiting on somebody.
And the amount of money you make. Just, if you got some grind to you, you can get it done, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bought my own t-shirt press I'm making right in my crib.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
So
that's
dope. Everything coming to me. There ain't no middleman involved in it.
Right. Yeah. You know that's saying? Dope. Yeah.
But y'all got merch?
I have a clothing brand. Like I said, that's also, I started it back in like 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
And I've been in the process of rebranding that alongside with the podcast and whatnot. So yeah, definitely be expecting just
merch is easy money. Especially if you got some niche. But, well, you know, my shit is Kiss Me, I'm African, and that's easy for me because so many Africans around me. So
I'm actually gonna working on it for next year.
So, bro,
I'm
gonna
drop some merch. Some crazy merch.
And I ain't know how to do nothing. Anything I started, bro, I just jumped out the window.
Right, same here.
Yeah, I just jumped out the window. Like, fuck it, I'm gonna try it. Either I'm gonna sink or swim.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. As far as like what's out right now, I got hockey jerseys, high demand hockey jerseys out right now for sale and shit like that. But and then top of the year, clothing brand, really a product brand, looking to just build something along this, because like I said, I'm in the fashion. Anybody that know me for real know, like, I'm in the fashion. So
I be seeing your videos where you be spending on that thing.
Showing folks the fit and whatnot, showing folks how to put that shit together, man.
What's your IGs? Where can they find y'all at?
Yeah, I am Big Suede. I am BIGSUEDE.
Alexander, where can you find you at?
Alexander the Great. Alexander, THE_ let me see. GREATDJ.
Yeah, definitely follow these dudes, man. They definitely popping in the city to get it in.
Pull up too, man.
Pull up. Where can they pull up?
Check the schedules, man.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, check out IGs.
You can find me at Onyx every Tuesday, every other Monday. You can find me at Evasion Thursdays. You can find me at Hive on Fridays. Stats Saturday, Sunday. Fume Saturday nights.
Yeah. Oh, matter of fact, I popped up with Donu and Fume not too long ago. I ain't even know he was DJing. I hear my name. I'm like, Damn, Donald's like, that's Suede. I'm like, oh, we got to go fuck with him then.
Every Saturday,
that nigga
May.
Is known out here.
Yeah, now I've been putting in work for a long time in the city, bro.
Yes, sir.
Long time. But anything else y'all wanted to touch on? Pause.
It's that up north shit. Nah, man, pull up to the functions. Mafia Music Volume 1 out right now. 2025, we here, man. The biggest.
Next, what about you? Anything you want? Nah,
not much. You know what I'm saying? On Fridays, I'm at West End, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fridays, I'm at West End. Saturdays, I'm in random spots, so you got to check the IG for that one. But Sundays, every Sunday, I'm at Cloud.
Yeah,
for brunch, sure. 12 to 6.
And we about to close out with Faces from Big Sway Mix. We might as well do that with the Mafia Music, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Mafia Music, Volume 1.
Shout out Cutthroat
J. That shit hard, too.
For sure. Sir.
Y'all got to get that.
Appreciate
you. All day. We out of here.
We still sliding down 85 South right now.
Big Sway, baby.
We're going to take it to real Atlanta. Cutthroat J. Remember the name.
I can still see their faces. Remember who they hate. I can still see their faces. Remember who they hate. I can still see their faces. Remember who they hate. I can still see their faces.
I can still see their faces.
I remember who they hated.
I remember who they hated. Can still see their face.
I remember who they hated.
Remember who sneaky they nigga hated. Composition, there's no competition. And them condos that I'm living in keep getting bigger. City views all in the backgrounds of my picture, nigga. These timepieces that be wrapped around my wrist, little nigga. Counting 100 racks and then we throw it on the strippers. Learned all my Spanish in the street when I was selling zippers. Beans on the pistols, all the choppers look like missiles. Back to back, them whistles shining way too hard to miss us. Everybody looking. And the best part about it is we know everybody looking. Especially them haters. Which I wanna talk to y'all for a second. Why the fuck would y'all hate when this shit gon' happen regardless? Like, what you want us to do about it? Lie like we ain't them niggas? Lie like we ain't them niggas? Like we not out here doing what we do? Come on, man. Be fucking for real. Can still see their faces. I remember who they hated. Can still see their faces. Remember who they hated. What you want me to lie? Like I ain't one of them guys. Like if a nigga die young, I wanna hit on my time. Red lines and gray dots from the stress in my eyes. Came a long way from that. A hard day can't bother me. No matter what I put my hands on, it just worked for me. They feel me from the street to the jail and universities. I'm posted with a cash at. That must be what they made it. Posted with a cash at. That must be what they made it. I can still see their face.
I can still see their face.
Thank you, Sway.
I can still see their faces. Remember who they hated. I can still see their faces. Remember who they hated. I can still see their faces. Remember who they hated. I can still see their faces. Remember who they hated. I can still see their faces.
Can still see their faces. I remember who they hated.
I
can still see their faces.
Perfect.
I can lay up. I just messed up the Instagram model. That was an easy layup. If a nigga owe me, act like you know me, bitch, you better pay up. Feel my love, you clean up on your block and all black like Darth Vader.
Like Darth Vader.
Yo, yo, yo. Shit up in the club and I watch the whole crowd start raging. Go crazy. Do what you grip on the young Reggie Davis. Smoke a bit back with
the ops, we be blazing. Fucking the Instagram model, she blazing. Young nigga coming real hard like the pavement. I ain't got no cape on my back, I ain't saving. Fucking with me, you need God just to save. Ain't come for no bitches, you know I'm a player. Young God in the hood, I'm the East hated major. Put a hole in your head, the same size of a bagel. My little nigga sit on your block just to slay you. I'm the one that put the racks on the table. I built me a stable. I did. It's a wonderful feeling how young niggas like me. I ran through a million. I ain't like none of these little rap niggas. I'm really standing on business. All I see is dead presidents in my family. Drawing the paper route, though, the perfect decision. Empire. Know they fucked up when they let me out of prison. Been with you grapping that fuck on your missus. Nigga be down just for making a diss. Young, you help me got a bowl of a bitch. Swallow my kiss so we can't do no kissing. Flooded with VVs, you know I be glistening. Trying to get 100 M's, I'm on a mission. Bash them bitch, look like Jetta Pan. Tell my big brother to stay out the trap. I'ma get it, I rap, I'ma give you a tip.